Hachette Audio presents Survival of the Fastest, Weed, Speed, and the 1980s Drug Scandal That Shocked the Sports World. Written by Randy Lanier with A.J. Bain. Read by Jonathan Beville.
For Pam, Brandy, and Glenn, and my mom and dad, may they rest in peace. It was written, I should be loyal to the nightmare of my choice. Joseph Conrad, Heart of Darkness. This is a true story. Some of the names have been changed. Prologue. On October 10th, 1987, at sunrise, I stepped out of the salon and onto the rear deck of my custom-built 60-foot Hatteras, a sport fishing vessel that I named Real Live-In. I stared out at the Caribbean. The sun rays bounced off the sapphire ocean like the sea was boiling with diamonds. It was one of those halcyon tropical days where you feel like nothing could possibly go wrong. Slight breeze, scent of salt water, warm, humid air. I was anchored off the leeward side of Barbuda, the sister island of Antigua, and my three-person crew, two ship captains and a girlfriend I had with me, were ready in a Zodiac, a motorized inflatable boat, to head for the grassy shallows. We were going to dive for our lunch, fresh seafood. I had my mask, my snorkel, my knife. Suddenly, I heard the sound of an engine buzzing overhead. I looked up. What the fuck do you think that plane is doing? I said, turning to my main boat captain, Slick. Why is that aircraft flying so low so early in the morning? Probably tourists, Slick said. The little plane disappeared over a sandy beach and some palm trees on the island. There must be an airstrip right over there, I said. We launched the Zodiac and spent the morning pulling conch off the grassy seafloor and lobster out of the crevices in the coral reef close by. Afterward, we pulled anchor, turned the Hatteras, and made for port in Falmouth Harbor, Antigua. I'd been on the run from the law by this time for 10 months. Aside from the crew on my boat, nobody in the world knew where I was. I aimed to keep it that way. I was a fugitive, separated from my two children and their mother Pam, my best friend. Up to this time, my life had been all about speed. I was a motor racing international champion and an Indy 500 Rookie of the Year, crowned the next big thing at the Temple of IndyCar Racing. Now, my life was dictated by a different kind of speed, always moving fast to stay one step ahead of the law.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?